This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to the channel for returning members. If not, if you are new to the channel, make sure you hit that subscribe button and check out all of our links in the description below. Why did I create MGL? Muslim Gamers League, what's the point? Isn't gaming haram? Is it a waste of time? What are you doing over here? Yusha, what is the point of this endeavor? That is what I'm here to explain. Because I've had questions about this for so long now, over the past 3 months that we've had MGL up and running, I keep getting the questions of why am I doing this, what are you doing, where is this going, etc. So let me give you a little history and why I decided to create the Muslim Gamers League, create the content for this channel, what was the point and purpose. Now, we all know that around a year ago, COVID-19 restrictions struck the entire globe. And pretty much the traveling that I had been doing for the past 10 years plus, going on 12, 13 years, came to a complete stop. I went from traveling full-time all over the globe, almost all the time on the road, spending, you know, a few days to maybe a week, sometimes more at home, and then being out on the road again. And that was the complete focus that I had, was where I was going next and the lectures I was doing, etc. With that coming to a full complete stop in March 2020, I started to have way more free time at home. Alhamdulillah, it's a good thing to be home. It's a good thing to spend time with family. It's a good thing to have more time for studies. But, you know, in this lockdown era, there was only so much that you can do as far as occupation goes within home. And I myself am a gamer. I grew up playing video games. I grew up with the Atari system, the very first Atari system. I grew up when Nintendo, Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis, PlayStation 1 came out, I got it. PlayStation 2, 3, 4, 5, all of it. So I've always had, you know, I've always been someone who liked gaming, liked video games. I just never had the time, especially over the past 10, 12 years. The only time I had to play video games was, you know, in between some of my trips and some free time and downtime I had. Summers were a little bit more free. I didn't travel as much in the summer. I tried to spend more time at home with the kids and the family. And so I would have more time to game with the few brothers that I play with and a few friends that I had from back in the day. And also with my children, we all play video games together. So I started to notice a few things. As I got back into doing a little bit of gaming, I had some more free time. And we are allowed to enjoy hobbies in our free time. I used to build race cars in my free time before my spinal surgery. Martial arts is something that I've always done in my free time. Tech is something I've always been involved with. I've been a techie. I grew up as a techie. I've always liked taking things apart. I like knowing how they work. And I like knowing how to make them work better, etc. So this is always, you know, we're allowed to have hobbies. Some people like sports. I love sports. I like playing football, like playing basketball, like watching basketball, like watching football. I am a human being. Yes, I have hobbies. I have hobbies that are outside of, you know, religious things, which is absolutely fine. No one in their right mind will tell you that having halal hobbies is haram. Not going to do that. So I started to notice as I started gaming, and I was watching my children more closely because I had time to spend at home. And notice they love gaming, and they also love the watching other people play games. I don't know when that trend happened, because again, I've been very busy for the past decade. I don't know when the trend happened, but the trend is now that people enjoy watching other people play video games as much as they like playing them themselves. It's become a form of entertainment. So I started watching this and realizing, you know, my kids like to watch other people play games. They like to watch tutorials and walkthroughs, etc. But where are they going to get this content? Where are they going to get the content to watch other gamers? You know, they're going to YouTube and watching gamers. They're going on Twitch and watching gamers, watching live streams. And I'm realizing I don't have any control over this environment whatsoever. I don't know what's going on in this environment. I don't know what these gamers or these streamers are talking about, what music they are playing in the background, you know, what games they're playing that might involve shirk, that might involve nudity, that might involve all of the kind of things. What kind of environment are my kids going to watch these gaming streams and learn about gaming? So I started watching some of these gaming streams myself and realized there was not really a family-friendly halal option out there. I did not see. So I'm thinking to myself, and then I started looking at streaming, and I saw a report pop across late spring 2020 that said that this gaming streaming industry and streaming in general on Twitch, people stream gaming, people stream just chatting, people on YouTube as well, people do just streaming games. They also just stream just talking and people like watching it. That the streaming segment of the entertainment industry, the streaming segment of the entertainment industry was slated to become the largest segment and multi-billion dollar business in 2020. And a light bulb clicked in my head. Boom. I said, you know, we as Muslims don't have any representation in this space. And I'm someone who likes gaming. I know there's a lot of Muslims out there who are gamers, who are techies. Why? Because when I do have some free time, I play with them. My children play with them. I see Muslims on all the time. I've played with brothers in Call of Duty and Warzone and other games. So I'm realizing that we don't have any space for us, nor do we have any representation. And if this is the largest, if this is becoming the largest entertainment segment, then this is an opportunity for da'wah. This is an opportunity for da'wah, because I've always said Muslims should be in media and in entertainment. And what I mean by entertainment and in television and movies, there should always be a proper Islamic representation. So the light bulb went off in my head that we need to enter this space and create an environment where Muslim gamers, youth, adults, whomever it may be, brothers and sisters who like gaming, who like tech, who like all of these things, have a space to come to that is family friendly, that is as halal as we can make it, and that also can help bring the youth closer to the religion of Islam, who can help, you know, keep the youth guided on, you know, what to stay away from, the pitfalls and the tricks of gaming and the addictiveness of it, and warn them about the addictiveness of it and the gambling aspect and all of these other things. How can we do that in one consolidated space? So I started doing my research, and that's where the idea for Discord came, because I was involved in a few Discord servers, and I realized that Discord was a beautiful place to create an environment for Muslims to be able to come together who have the similar interest of gaming and tech and all of these things, and then we can moderate this environment. So Muslim Gamers League was born. We created a Discord server. I think this was back in November. We tried to make it heavily moderated. Rules and regulations are clear, front and center. There's moderators on all the time. And all of our moderators are youth. Our greatest moderator, mashallah, may Allah bless our brother Meadow, is 15 years old. Another one of our great moderators is 17 years old, and we're looking for more moderators, and all of them are from the youth who are moderating this space, making sure that everything that goes on stays in within halal parameters. We give guidance. We do reminders. We have a Quran channel. We have an Islamic channel. All kinds of reminders being put out. We're putting reminders on videos that go out on the channel. And we have within 3 months, we are growing close to 1,800 members, 1,700 plus 1,800 members. We get about maybe 1,000 members every week, 2 weeks. So it's a beautiful thing, alhamdulillah, that people are starting to grow. And we're starting to push the Discord server so that brothers and sisters can come and have a safe halal space. We have an entire sisters segment that is only for them. It is moderated by sisters. And you have to set your identity permanently in the server as a sister to go over there, and we keep that heavily moderated for them so they can have their own space to be able to do this. We have all kinds of things going on. We have content creators now. We have I think it's four brothers who are content creators, our brother Meadow, Deen Shafati, Bin Iqra, who you might know from his channel here and on EF Dawah, etc. They are out there producing content under the banner of the Muslim Gamers League, who are mixing gaming and tech with da'wah. This is our entire intent and purpose, is that yes, maybe 5, 6, 7 hours playing a video game, I'm probably wasting some time. But if we can take those same couple hours a week, few hours a week that we're playing video games, and we are trying to make sure that, of course, the games are themselves within the realms of not being absolutely impermissible. We don't endorse or allow games to be streamed or played in our servers that involve shirk, nudity, and music. We make sure we teach brothers how and sisters how to turn the music off on games and turn the adult portions off of games and vulgarity, etc. So we're trying to teach our brothers how to keep and sisters how to keep this environment as permissible as possible. But while we're doing our streams, while I'm doing my streams, while Meadow is doing Dean, Bin Iqra, the other content creators that we have and will be opening up the applications for more content creators soon. While they're gaming, they're giving da'wah. They're talking about the religion. The religion is front and center. We are Muslim Gamers League. So the religion is front and center. And the end goal is to take this and make it a huge platform, as big as we can, inshallah ta'ala, to where we can make a dent in the streaming entertainment industry, that people will know that there are Muslims out there who are upfront about their religion, who are also good at gaming, good at tech, good at coding. We have some coders in the server, alhamdulillah, who have created bots and all kinds of things to heavily moderate our environment, to show that we can live in this world that we are represented in now, as well as have our religion front and center, that we can find the balance, and this is what we're trying to teach our youth, the balance between the deen and the dunya, the balance between deen and dunya, and trying to keep a moderated approach on each. And so far, we've had plenty, so many non-Muslims have come to our streams, have come to my streams, and I'm sure the other content creators will tell you the same, who come to the stream and say, look, I'm not Muslim, but I love the environment that you guys have here. It's very chill, it's very family-friendly, it's very relaxed, and we are able to give them that da'wah in the indirect way. And when people approach us about the religion, we're able to then discourse with them in a direct way. And when they come to our channels, when you come to my YouTube channel, you're going to find Islamic content as well, not just gaming and tech, but we're going to make sure there's curated da'wah content meant for the streaming industry, meant for the streaming entertainment industry. And when you search Yusha Evans bin Iqra Meadow on YouTube, you're going to get Islamic content. So we're giving the da'wah in that way so that we're not just wasting time. Now, for parents who are watching this, if you are someone who believes that games are absolutely haram, you don't allow gaming in your house, no problem. That is your prerogative, and may Allah bless you in that and increase you in khair and goodness and grant you the highest ranks of Jannah. No problem with that. But this is for those parents whose children are into video games, who are do have a PlayStation, who do have a PC. We also talk about PC building on the channel. As you can see, if you see on the last video, we did a video of building the stream PC just a few days ago. And we have two PCs that we built. We're helping our youth understand how to build a PC, how it works, etc. For those parents who do have children like this, this is your opportunity to make sure that they remain in a halal environment with other Muslims, And we try to guide that interaction to the best of our abilities to help bring our youth closer to the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while they're doing something that they enjoy. So we're teaching like this. This is why part of the title was Games Over Games. Because for me as a parent, I have three children, alhamdulillah. I would much rather them be under my roof playing a video game with me or other Muslims, talking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hearing about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing that Muslims, when it's time to pray, we go and pray, we turn off the game, we pause, we come back, putting our priorities in check, we talk about priorities all the time. This is an environment I would rather them have in the online space rather than a free-for-all where I don't know what they're being involved in. I don't know who they're talking to. I don't know what chat rooms they're entering into. I don't know what they're watching on the streams that they're watching. Rather than that, I have a moderated environment that goes through Muslim Gamers League. They're watching Muslim streamers. They're interacting with Muslims, alhamdulillah. And we're all trying to continually see, remind each other about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is for me. I would much rather have that because that is something I can moderate. That's something that's under my control. If my kids are, when they're all out in the streets doing who knows what, I have no control over that. And this is a crazy world that we live in. And once you lose control of what your children are doing, this is where Shaitan can come in and play and take them all down the wrong road. I've seen it far too many times. I've seen so many parents come to me like this. So this is the goal, is to try to create this moderated environment. This moderated environment where Muslims who like gaming, who like tech, who like coding, who like PC building, who like all of these things, have a space to come to that is a moderated, as halal as possible environment as we can create, inshallah. It's not... We're always going to make mistakes. There are going to be things that slip by us and mod on the Discord server. There's going to be games that slip by us. There's going to be a game that I might be playing on stream when something happens that I can't be, you know, absolute control of. So music might pop in for 1 second, then we have to turn it. All of these things are part of understanding the human experience, that we do the best that we can and try to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as we are able. This is why I created Muslim Gamers League, because I have the time to do so, alhamdulillah, and I want to be able to use my free time to the best benefit that I can, rather than free time just sitting in here gaming with brothers, and alhamdulillah, it's a good environment when you try to find other brothers and sisters to game with, But rather than just having that in that space, you know, that time just be gone, now that time is being used to upload streams to remind people about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remind them about the purpose of life. We're also reminding each other, so we're trying to gain some good deeds out of that which we do, even in our hobby time. And that's the best form of trying to gain some favor with our acts before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is try to find a way to everything that we do to make some khayr in it, and make some good in it, inshallah. And that is our end goal, is to create a professional Muslim gaming space, to take the gaming industry by storm, inshallah ta'ala. We have some very, very talented people in Muslim Gamers League that are really good at gaming, who are really good at it. And it is an absolute profession these days. People are making six figures very easily on gaming and streaming and becoming professional gamers, part of esports teams, leagues. Hopefully we'll have our own team, Muslim Gamers League, MGL, on EA Sports one day, inshallah ta'ala, and we will be able to show and represent the Muslim faith in this space, which has been neglected. There is nobody out there doing it. There's nobody in the gaming space. There's nobody in the gaming streaming space. There's nobody in the streaming space, period, that is interacting with gamers to share the message of Islam. Yes, I found Muslims on Twitch, but they're giving lectures, and that's fine. Alhamdulillah, may Allah bless you in your endeavor. They're giving lectures, they're giving talks, they're giving, you know, little mini conferences with four or five speakers, and that's fine for the audience who's going to come for that. But for your average Muslim youth these days, and for your average non-Muslim who is involved and who comes to Twitch or who comes to YouTube, that's not what they search for, and they're not going to find you. We have to be able to reach them where they are while still trying to maintain the best permissibility as possible. We're going to our youth. Our youth are coming. 1,700 of them within 3 months have proven, and this is without a lot of, I haven't been pushing this hard, I haven't been promoting it hard, I haven't been throwing it out there. It's just become kind of word of mouth off of my social media, a couple of podcasts that I've been on, a couple of videos I've been on. 1,700 so far strong, and now we're going to continue to push it because I've seen the benefit that it can happen. I've seen brothers and sisters come on to our Discord who are seeking answers, who are feeling like they're distanced from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are having emotional issues or having mental issues, and we're able to create this space for them to help them to the best of our abilities with something they enjoy and like to do. So we're trying to mix that hobby with bringing people closer to the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remind them about Allah, remind them of the evils of gaming that are out there when it comes to the addictiveness, when it comes to, you know, the impermissibility of some games with shirk and nudity and music and all of these things. We're giving some guidance on that factor, and we will continue to produce content on this channel to guide in that factor, like how to turn off, you know, making sure you turn off all the music in the games, how to avoid nudity in the games, how to avoid adult content in games, how to avoid getting trapped into the addictiveness and the gambling portion of, you know, loot boxes and things of that nature. So we will continue to try to produce that content to help those who are joining us at Muslim Gamers League keep their experience online as halal and possible, as halal as possible, as well as we'll be adding more content creators over the coming months, where we will have, inshallah ta'ala, a small army of content creators out there producing on YouTube, on Twitch, content and stream that reach out to the broader gaming audience about the da'wah, to bring people towards the tawheed and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His oneness, and enjoying a hobby that we love to do and that we are passionate about. Being able to mix something you're passionate about with the da'wah, with your religion, is a very amazing, amazing way to blend the two together. That is why we created, or that is why I decided to start and create Muslim Gamers League. It would not have happened without the help of some amazing brothers. Our brother Dinka, who is my design editor and the design editor for MGL and the logo and the banners and all of that stuff. Our brother Meadow, who was the top moderator of the chat. Our brother Dean Chapati, I Think 360. Our content creators, Bin Iqra. For those, if I missed you know who you are. They have made this possible, alhamdulillah. And our goal is to continue to take this higher and higher and higher and reach the da'wah as far as we can, as well as bring the Muslim youth to an environment that will keep them away from gangs. What I mean by gangs is just all sorts of craziness that they can find in the online space and in the real world, and bring them closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through this environment, games over gangs. So if you have any other suggestions that we can add to enhance the experience at MGL, please drop them right here. If you have any questions, drop them right here, or you can send them to youshevinsmedia@gmail.com. That is in the bio. The link to our Discord server is right here in the bio. The link to all our socials is right here in the bio. The link to my stream is right here in the bio. So make sure the link to all of our content creators is in my homepage at the very bottom. I've linked all of our official content creators, and more will be added over time. So we look forward to seeing you on the next live stream, inshallah, and the content that is coming forward out of MGL. Also, the link to our merch store. For those of you who want to pick up some nice professional fancy champion brand and hoodies, hats, beanies, iPhone cases, t-shirts, short sleeve, long sleeve, check out the link below to our merch store. You can get it shipped directly to your home. I hope that this was helpful in explaining, because I get asked over and over again, why MGO? Why did I create Muslim Gamers League? It is for our youth. It is for my children. It is for the da'wah. We'll see you in the next video, inshallah. Make sure you hit that like, subscribe, turn the bell on, all that good stuff. You know how to do it. Give a thumbs up. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.